What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you're listening to The Hooligans, and we are back! What?
We're back, baby! What?
And it is round two of Marvel Madness, our MCU bracket of heroes and villains.
Round two!
As you may recall, the past two episodes, we've done one episode for the heroes and one episode for the villains, and so for this episode, we're going to do heroes and villains, because there are eight matchups, four on each side of the bracket, and yeah, it'll be enough to fill up a whole episode.
Ooh. I'm ready.
So am I.
I'm ready.
All right, so let's...
I'm ready like Freddy.
It's Larry.
Oh, man.
So let's dive right in to region one. With
rev up those fryers.
Rev up those fryers. With Rocket versus Spider-Man. So who would like to go first?
Wow.
Interesting. That's tough.
I'll go first. Oh, okay.
Oh, go ahead, Lyle.
Alright. So I am gonna go with Spider-Man just based on he's such a good Spider-Man, Tom Holland. I loved him in Civil War and Infinity War and Endgame, but he wasn't really in it that much. But he was so, like, Spider-Man Homecoming is just incredible. Far From Home was really good. I need to watch it again. But, I don't know, he's perfect as Spider-Man. And he's like, it's the best version of Spider-Man they've done. So I'm going to go with Spider-Man, whose name I think I said like 10 times.
Spider-Man. I am going to go with Rocket.
Whoa.
And here's why. So Spider-Man is awesome. I love him. He's great. And if we're just strictly sticking with MCU, I mean, he's gone through some tough things, like Uncle Ben dying and whatnot, but really, his life is not terrible. Rocket I'm sure he was picked up from Earth, like, mutations, like, genetic tests and whatever on him. We don't know what happened to Rocket. And, like, I would actually like to see some more of his story, but he's, like, really tough, like, and he's funny. I love just everything where he wants to steal people's, like, body parts. Like, he wants people's eyes, and he wants Bucky's arm. But, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure if you put them up against each other in a fight, Rocket would probably just shoot Spider-Man.
Ooh.
Wow.
Bold answers, but you're not wrong.
And for all that, we're going Spider-Man here.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
No, and yeah, I mean, I love Rocket. He's an awesome character, but he's an ancillary character.
Yeah.
He's not... And the other thing, too, is if we put Spider-Man and Rocket, like, against each other, head-to-head, I think Spider-Man wipes the floor with him.
Ooh.
I mean, he does have spider senses.
He has the senses. The he can tingle. Swing around. I mean, what's Rocket... Rocket pretty much... I mean, he can jump around.
But he's also very small.
Yeah.
He's probably very small and fast, because he is just a raccoon.
True. True. But Spider-Man's very fast, too. Yeah.
Or just kick him.
Whoa.
The other thing that I think Spider-Man does not get enough credit for is his age. Like, as portrayed in the movies. Like, he's basically a teenager running around with, like, adults who have had their
he's just a baby
superpowers and whatnot for a long time.
Yeah
So
don't get me wrong, I love Spider-Man.
Yeah, I think just head to head, I gotta go Spode.
All right, so Spider-Man will be moving on to round three, but who will he face? It will be the winner of this matchup, which is gonna be tough. Star-Lord versus Thor.
Wow.
Oh.
That's pretty tough.
That's really tough.
Oh, man.
Who'd like to go first?
I'm gonna go first.
Okay.
And you should probably know my answer.
I think so.
Even though I love Star-Lord. I love him. He's hilarious. He is half a planet god type thing. But I have to go with Thor. Thor is in my top three. He might even be my favorite. It kind of just varies on my mood, or which movie I've watched recently, who is my absolute favorite. But I love Thor. I mean, he is, the god of thunder. He has all of these abilities, his electrical powers, his sparkles, as sparkles. Said by the Grandmaster. But, I mean, he survived a star shooting through him. Like, the power, the energy of a star went through him.
I'm pretty sure survived. Nothing can kill Thor if that didn't kill Thor.
I'm pretty sure. So, and it's Chris Hemsworth, so that's a plus, but gotta go with Thor.
Wow.
Cub, would you like to go? I'm still trying to decide here.
I'm really torn.
It's so tough because they're both great.
Honestly, though, I think I would go Thor. For most of the reasons that Care has mentioned, I feel like Star-Lord is more. The Guardians are like.
He needs the Guardians.
Yeah, they all need to be together.
Like Thor. Obviously as the Avengers, but he stands alone. I don't know. I just don't know if Star-Lord was by himself, it would be much of a character at all, really.
I think he
has the half-planet thing or whatever, but... And maybe it's because we didn't see him in his own thing before, his own movie. I mean, but I don't know. I gotta go Thor, I think.
All right, well then I'll give Star-Lord a vote just to...
Give us the good reasons why it could have been Star-Lord. Like, it probably might have been Star-Lord if it was against someone else, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a Star-Lord solo movie would have been really good. Like, how he came to... I mean, obviously we saw how he came to join the Guardians, but, like, kind of developing more beforehand would have been cool.
He would have been super adaptable.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
well, like,
surviving all that.
Going with what we talked about in the episode where we did the Heroes Round 1, I mean, Chris Pratt is so good. He's, like, perfect at doing emotional stuff, but, like, comedy too. And I think he could stand on his own without the others.
Well, especially if they would have done, like, where he had the powers from Ego.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, I forget about that. Like, he had them. Like, now he's just back to normal. But, yeah, I accept Thor. Like, there's no wrong answer here.
Right.
So,
it's gonna get harder as we get...
It will.
Yeah.
We'll be Spider-Man versus Thor. Yeah, because that's what,
Spider-Man versus Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm nervous.
Tough.
All right, so region two, or region nude, if you will.
Ooh. I'm intrigued.
Ooh. Iron Man versus Ant-Man. I'm gonna have to go Iron Man. I mean, like, I love Ant-Man, but it's Robert Downey Jr., it's Iron Man. Like, he's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if much explanation is needed there.
No, it's really not. Like, he kind of... I mean, I think if they tried to do any other movie to start the MCU... I mean, I know the Hulk was first. The Incredible Hulk.
It wasn't. Iron Man was first.
It was first?
Yeah, they were the same year, though.
Mm.
Oh. Well, okay. But that was, like, if you didn't have that to start with, if you tried to start with the Hulk... I don't know. I don't know if it would have worked. Like, Iron Man is just so cool, and he's so, like, he's so sassy and sarcastic, and he's just so cocky. Like, he's, sometimes that doesn't work, but if you knew him, you might actually be annoyed, but he's also, like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a good person, too. He just kind of hides it, because, like, there are so many things, especially like when it was him and Doctor Strange in Infinity War, and he's like, oh, you're so like, you would just let everyone else die. Like, actually, Tony died for everyone else.
Whoa.
Yeah. He's not.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Endgame,
yeah.
Sorry. Not sorry.
No.
So.
I mean, I'm going, obviously, Iron Man. Head to head, it's not even close. Although, yeah. But Ant-Man is...
Oh, I love Ant-Man.
Hilarious, but, I mean, it's... He's
so funny.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just love Paul Rudd.
Mm-hmm.
He's so great.
He is, and like we said before, he fits that role perfectly. But so does Iron Man. I mean...
Yep.
Yeah, so. RDJ was a fantastic choice.
Yeah, has to be him.
Yep.
Yep. I don't know. I think... Yep. I don't remember if this was real or if I just made it up. They had been talking about Ant-Man being Simon Pegg.
That would have been... amusing, because I do love Simon Pegg too. He's hilarious, but no, you still gotta have someone who's like, I don't know. I don't see Simon Pegg as like tough at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd does Ant-Man, he pulls it off enough.
Enough. He pulls off the hero. Like, I don't think Simon Pegg could necessarily be like a leading man hero.
Right.
Right.
Except in Shaun of the Dead.
So good.
So next up, we have Captain America versus Black Panther.
Ooh, that's a pretty good matchup.
That is a good one. Who'd like to start?
Well, I can start. I'm gonna go with Cap. Black Panther is super cool. He's doesn't really have much of a personality to me.
Yeah, that is his problem.
Like, he was one of the least interesting characters in his own movie. I think we discussed that.
We do.
And Cap, at first, like, he was okay. A little bit too much of, like, a goody two-shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, once they hit Winter Soldier and Civil War and everything, and they kind of, like, developed him more. He's awesome. Like, I love Captain America.
Yeah.
He's not quite so, like, yeah, America!
Yeah.
I just love that Mark Ruffalo, for the 4th of July, shared the picture of Cap's butt.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it is America's ass.
It is. let's see. Yeah, I think I have to go with Cap as well. I do like... So Black Panther was way cooler in Civil War, I thought, than in Black Panther.
Yeah.
But he might be another one. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if we just need to see more of him, but he might also be a better supporting character. Like, he was great in Civil War, and I really like him in Infinity War, but it's like, yeah, like, I don't even remember where I heard that the first time, but he is the least interesting person in his own movie. Like, every other supporting character is more interesting, and I love his suit, and the, like, that it can absorb the hits, and the claws,
and I like
he's really
his
cool.
Story. Like, yeah. I like things about him. He's just, to me, he's not as cool, I guess, as others.
Yeah, like, he's king and a superhero. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
he's
that's
the only
awesome.
One. He's like a world leader.
Yeah.
But, right.
Yeah, I still have to go Cap.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta go Cap as well, but it's basically for all the reasons you guys said.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's a pretty good matchup. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, if you put them against each other, who would win that fight? I don't know.
I would say Black Panther, if they were head-to-head, because, at least...
It's possible.
Because, I mean, like, Cap's got the shield... But it's made of vibranium, which is what Black Panther's suit is made of. So if it hit him, would it do anything?
Yeah,
and
I don't know.
Also, he absorbs any hits.
Right.
So, and can use them against you.
Right.
So, that's
and
true.
I feel
in Civil
like
War...
Black...
Oh, go ahead, Cub.
I was just going to say, I feel like Black Panther would beat a lot of other people.
Yeah.
But it is going to be a good matchup for round three, because it's going to be Iron Man versus Captain America. Civil War.
Civil War. Ooh, that will be tough.
All right, so we are going to move on to region three, which starts the villains. And we have Thanos versus Red Skull.
Oh, man. Welp.
I'm going to go Thanos. Yeah. I'm going to go Thanos here.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, same.
I mean, Red Skull wasn't even like that great of a villain. Who was he up against last time?
Caecilius.
That he even got this far. Oh.
Who probably wouldn't have done much better against Thanos.
Neither of them would beat Thanos, because Thanos is just like, I mean, he's the snapper. I mean, and he's...
I thought he said snacker. I was like, what?
He also eats snacks, and he's thick with two C's, but...
So true.
I don't like that I saw things online where people were like, ooh, Thanos is hot. And I'm like, what? But that's beside the point. No, I mean, he's just, first of all, he's gigantic and he could crush Red Skull just in a fight.
Yeah.
I don't know how Red Skull even survived to be an endgame, other than the Tesseract, like, sucked him in and, like, spit him out there. I don't really know.
Yeah, they don't really explain it.
But, I mean, that planet just has oxygen, I guess, because, I mean... Natasha and Clint were there, and they were fine, so he's just kind of chilling there. I don't think there's anything really special about Red Skull.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gotta be Thanos, I think.
Yep.
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 But, so that was an easy one, and these have been kind of hit or miss. I mean, again, there's a difference between, like, who's a better character and who would win in a fight, like we saw with the Black Panther Cap one. But the next one I am really excited for, because it's time for me to get out my communication degree skills.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh.
We have Ulysses Klaue versus Loki.
Wow.
Oh, come on.
No, come on. I am fighting for this.
Well, defend yourself.
For those who, if you're just coming into this without listening to the last one, Ulysses Klaue... I love him, played by Andy Serkis in Black Panther and Age of Ultron, and he is just the best, like, over-the-top, hammy villain who's, like, clearly enjoying himself, but he's still, like, dangerous enough as a villain to pose a threat, and I think he's just, I don't know, he's, like, one of my favorite villains in the whole MCU, and I will defend him to the death.
Wow.
Well, then do so.
That was it. That was my defense.
Oh, okay. Well, then I am going with Loki, obviously, because he is the better of these two characters.
Ouch.
I mean, first of all, he's a frost giant. I mean, so right there, I mean, if you put them in a fight, Klaue is just dead. Even if he wasn't using his Frost Giant abilities, he also has all of his magic. But I mean, Loki is just as powerful as Thor, I think, in his own way. So, I mean, he's just super tough, and he's also, like, very charismatic. Just as charismatic as Klaue.
Yeah, but... only one of them is truly a villain.
Ooh.
Well, that's too bad, because Loki is on that side, and Loki gets my vote.
Loki gets my vote, too.
No!
There we go. Get out of here, Klaue.
I mean, he's, in my opinion, I like Klaue. I do like him. He's cool. But Loki is just so entertaining. Like, and the other thing, too, is he's integral. To so many of the films.
Like, he is.
That's true.
Klaue is big for his little area or whatever.
Is he though?
But Loki is, but as he's on a much larger scale.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have the first Avengers if it wasn't for Loki.
The other thing I like too is that Loki, I like the dynamic between Loki and Thor, you know.
Oh, it's so good.
And
they hate each other, but they love each other, and then like
right.
he dies for him, also spoiler alert.
And many and times. Just his importance to Asgard too, and and all that. Mm. So I just feel like he's bringing more to the table than Claw.
He really does. He really does.
I love in Ragnarok the play that they're doing on Asgard, where Loki is Matt Damon.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm a trickster.
Trickster well, in true form.
I knew it was going to be a tough road for Claw, so let's pour one out.
You
kind
of had to know that it was that he was going to lose to Loki.
He made it pretty far, though.
I don't remember who he beat. Who did he beat last?
I think it was Whiplash.
Oh, that's a tough
It was Malekith.
Oh, Malekith. Oh, well, that was...
Yeah, that was pretty easy. All right, so that'll set up a good matchup for round three. Thanos versus Loki.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's going to be a great one.
Those are probably, like, the two... Or at least two of, like, the biggest villains... If we're calling Loki a villain in the MCU.
Oh, man.
All right. So next up, region four, we have Ultron versus Killmonger.
Oh.
Which is good. Ooh. It's James Spader versus Michael B. Jordan.
That's a great matchup.
That's such a good matchup. All right. Well, who would like to go first since I did the Claw one?
Lyle's love of
him. I mean, I can go first.
Go for it.
Go for it.
Killmonger versus Ultron. Ooh. Oh, man. I really, I feel like I'm biased a lot due to Spader's voice, but I gotta, remove that.
Yeah.
His voice is incredible.
Man, if I really came down to it, I think I would go with Killmonger. Purely, again, so Ultron is entertaining, and I mean, he made a big impact in Iron Man, in that universe, but that's about it. Like, he was pretty easily defeated, and like, I feel like he had his little, 15 moments of fame, and that was pretty much it. In contrary... Killmonger, he put up quite the fight, multiple times.
Yeah. I mean, he almost killed T'Challa.
And that's the thing is, I feel like he honestly probably should have.
I feel like he probably would have, actually.
You threw him off a cliff.
Right.
If it wasn't that the movie was Black Panther, I feel like Killmonger definitely would have won.
Yeah, and again, as we've said, he was a great character. More so than Black Panther a little bit.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Well, like we said last time, he actually changed Black Panther's mind about certain things, which never happens with a villain.
Yeah, and I just thought Ultron could have been a lot better.
Agreed.
And he wasn't. But Killmonger, met his potential / superseded it almost.
Yeah.
So that's why he gets my vote.
Totally agreed.
I'm going with Killmonger too. Ultron is, he was cool, but it really... The only reason I really liked Ultron was because of James Spader.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really care much about his character at all on his own. He was entertaining because James Spader is pretty funny. He can be amusing, and I like the sound of his voice. But, Killmonger is just so tough, and he had such a good story and background. He was so much better built up than Ultron was. Killmonger had an entire backstory that you're I'm kind of rooting for you, actually.
They talk about how, that was one of the problems with the MCU early on, was the villains were pretty much disposable. They'd be in a movie, and then that was it. And, that was, for probably, what, the first two phases? And then one's phase except three. Loki. Yeah, except Loki. And, I mean, Ultron, again, it's just being James Spader gives him points, like, automatically.
Yeah,
exactly.
But then, really, a lot of the phase three villains, like Killmonger, started to, like, be developed. And you're like, oh, okay, so that's an actual good villain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's gotta be Killmonger. I mean...
And he definitely would have been Black Panther if it wasn't the fact that
it was Black Panther.
He was supposed to root for Black Panther because it's his movie, but, like, Killmonger would have won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, last up for Region 4, they are from the same movie, actually. Mm. We have Hela versus the Grandmaster.
Oh, man.
Wait, who was the first one?
Hela.
Oh, Hela.
So, I have to go Grandmaster. I know we made such a big thing last episode about choosing between Vulture and Hela, because that was a really tough choice.
It was.
Yeah. It was.
And they're really, Grandmaster and Hela are not completely different, but they're really different villains. Because, like, Hela's still funny, but she's very serious and, like, very dark. Where Grandmaster is Jeff Goldblum, so he's just hilarious, even though he's, like, pretty much a sociopath also.
Right. He melted someone, his own cousin.
Pardon you from life.
It's still one of the best quotes ever.
It's just, I have to go Grandmaster. I mean, I love
prisoners
Jeff.
Prisoners with jobs.
Yeah. I mean, I love Jeff Goldblum, and I guess it's, I don't know, it's the, what villain are you feeling? And I'm going with Grandmaster.
We just said no to Ultron because he was, like, just James Spader, yeah. But then, like you said, Grandmaster because of Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, we're not
but
consistent.
It just depends.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, he's just, and, like, Hela's really good, and, you know, if you guys pick her, that's not, like, a wrong answer. It's just, I gotta go with him.
Well, I do love Jeff Goldblum. I am going to go with Hela. Because she is so tough, like, but she is funny. Like, some of her lines are just great. Like, she just comes in and kills two of the warriors, three, and she's like, I'm Hela. Like, I mean, but she's really tough, though. Like, she can just materialize, like, any kind of weapon out of nowhere. Ooh. Like, I mean, that's, imagine trying to fight that. Like, she's just throwing things out of nowhere that she just, like, materialized out of thin air.
Yeah.
And she's throwing, like, sharpened, I don't know, whatever. She throws, like, spears and stuff at people. Like, that'd be so hard to fight against. And, like, Thor actually, like, kind of almost lost to her. I mean, he wasn't even the one that beat her in
the
end.
No, they basically had to, like, have a loophole.
Yeah, there had to be a loophole because she was too tough for him. So I'm going with Hela.
All right, Cub.
This is tough. This is tough. I mean, on one hand, they both really only survive one movie. So
that's true.
I mean, Grandmaster does survive.
Well, what I meant is they're only in one movie.
Oh, okay.
That we see.
Yeah, he's probably not going to be in another one.
Probably not. I would love it, though, if he is.
Yeah.
Right, so the sample size is very small for both.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
The question really comes down to how much of a punch do they pack in their respective movies?
Which is the same movie.
Funny, though, that they never interact. They're on completely different, like, storylines.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I gotta go Hela. Mostly for the reasons Care said. Her punch is just more powerful. Like, Grandmaster is
he melts people, but
yeah, and he does have the comedic, like, relief part, of course, because it's Jeff Goldblum.
I love him,
but I don't know. Again, I think Hela is more integral to the story. And head to head, it's not close.
But, yeah, let's be honest.
Well,
Grandmaster
I don't know.
Would not survive
because don't they say that Grandmaster is an eternal? Or, like, one of the Celestials or something.
Actually, they do say that.
Because I think he's supposed to be...
He's, like, one of the first or whatever.
Yeah, so we don't know.
That's true.
We didn't get to see it.
That's fair. That's fair. So, I mean, still, it could be a much more even match in that sense.
Yeah.
But based on what we saw,
it would be Hela.
It's not close.
Yeah. I gotta go Hela, and I love the antlers.
Cubs All right. weird, like, antler love.
It is funny, though, that, like, now that I'm thinking about you saying that, like, I didn't pick Ultron. Because it was James, like, because his only thing was that it was James Spader, but Goldblum was my reason.
Goldblum is better than...
Oh, yeah.
He is.
Yeah, but, definitely.
All right, so we have our matchups set for round three. And they are Spider-Man versus Thor, Iron Man versus Captain America, Thanos versus Loki, and Killmonger versus Hela.
Wow. Those are really good matchups. Those are
that last, really good. That last one's a little odd, but I'm digging it.
Yeah,
I
like me too. It, yeah. So that is going to do it for today's episode. Our next episode will be the final rounds. So there will be round three, which we just described. And then round four will be the final for each side of the bracket, with round five being the final, hero versus villain. To decide the winner.
Oh, that's gonna be so tough.
It is. We're now in where it's like really tough.
Yeah. Are we in the end game?
Oh,
not quite yet.
Are we in the Infinity War?
Goofy Infinity War is sitting next to me where I'm recording, by the way. My printed out copy.
Oh, man.
So good.
So good. So anyway, I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you've been listening to The Hooligans.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-